So we're holding in the story, we said the Maggid arranged that the Alter Rebbe should learn with his son, Avram HaMalach. Now, Reb Shneur Zalman was the youngest of the Maggid's Talmidim. However, it didn't take long before all the other students of the Maggid realized, they recognized his greatness, and they called him Yossi's Hatzair, the young elder, hinting that even though he was still young, he still had a tremendously broad, deep understanding of the Maggid's teaching, much more than them. Now, after spending about a year and a half, a little less, because it took him months to get there, and was rich, right? So Reb Shneur Zalman, his wife said, you could only be gone for 18 months. So he goes back home, goes back to Vitebsk. Reb Sterna is very happy to see him, but the same could not be said for her parents. And for the next few years, Reb Shneur Zalman decided, he dedicated himself to publicizing the teachings of the Maggid and the ways of Chassidus. And there was a very, you could see a visible change in his character, how he acted and behaved. Because now he showed a tremendous amount of love and affection, even for simple Yidden, asking how they're doing, explaining to them the importance of Avodah, davening to Hashem. Now, it's true that even before traveling to Mizrich, he helped so many simple Yidden, he gave away his whole dowry. But he didn't really have an interest in interacting with them. He wanted to help them out, but he didn't really care about schmoozing with them. The only people he wanted to spend time with was other Talmidei Chachamim. Now, because the city of Vitebsk was at that time totally opposed to the Hasidic way of life and the Hasidic movement, and Reb Yehuda Leib's son-in-law was now a chassid and spreading chassidus, they kicked Reb Yehuda Leib out of his position as head of the community. Now, although the hisnagdus, the opposition against chassidus, didn't really start strongly until like 7 years later, but there was still, earlier, there was still a lot of hisnagdus going on. Now, the Reb Yehuda Leib Segel, he demanded that his daughter Sterna, that she should demand a get from Reb Shneur Zalman. Now, Rebbetzin Sterna, who knew the greatness of her husband, obviously refused to listen to her parents. And her parents were furious and told her that she would suffer the consequences. Now, except for a small amount of food, they provided them with nothing else. And while the rest of the family was living in luxury, they gave them anything they needed. But the same could not be said. She was living in poverty, extremely poor. And determined and unafraid, she just accepted this situation and you know, she couldn't care less. Like she said, this is what I believe is right, and that's it. During this time, Reb Sterna also had to endure all the families insulting her nonstop and anger towards her and her husband. Many years later, by the way, when everyone, including even the biggest misnagdim, realized how great the Alter Rebbe was, so his mother-in-law asked Mechila, forgiveness, for the way the family treated him. And she requested, come back to my house, I promise you, we're going to correct what we did wrong. And the Alter Rebbe forgave her, but he said, I'm staying in Liuzhna, thank you very much. Otherwise, he would have been Reb Shneur Zalman of Vitebsk, you know, could have had a... Anyways, moving on. The family would often hold back his food Friday night because he davened for so long and he wasn't ready to make Kiddush until way after their meal was finished. One Friday night, he was still in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos when they finished their meal. So to teach him a lesson, they hid even the wine for Shabbos. He comes to the table and he saw that there's nothing available to make Kiddush with. So he searches and he found a bottle of mashke. Now, since the Kiddush cup was also put away, the only cup available was a big tumbler. A tumbler is like instead of a normal cup is, let's say, 8 ounces or 12 ounces, a tumbler is like 20 ounces, much, much bigger. And looking for something to also eat after he makes Kiddush, All he found was some leftover kasha that was like stuck to the pot. It was like burnt over there. And since Mashka was very strong, the kasha saved him. By eating the kasha after the mashka, it saved him from getting too sick. And then he learned all night long, Friday night. Now, although we're not certain of this, some people say this is the reason, the minug, why we eat kasha on Yutes Kislev. Yeah, it's a minug to eat kasha on Yutes Kislev, and we don't really know the reason 100%. So some people say it's because of that, because of the story with the kasha, the burnt kasha. Another reason given for eating kasha on Yutes Kislev is that kasha was just easily available back then. It was the cheapest thing you could find, so everyone just had kasha. So the minute became, we have kasha. Anyways, in addition to this, they wouldn't give him candles to learn at night, but he just kept learning by the light of the moon. He didn't care. And he didn't allow any of these negative feelings from his family, his wife's family, to affect him in any way. In 1767, after going through this suffering for 2 years, and it was real suffering, mamish pain, Reb Shneur Zalman accepted the position as Magid in his hometown of Liazhna, where he came from. Not just in Liazhna, but the surrounding area as well. And he and Rebbetzin Sterner, they moved out of Vitebsk. Now, although Rebbetzin Sterner grew up in a very, very rich household, she willingly opened up and she operated a small shop to earn a small living in order to support her family, which would allow her husband to continue earning a living. And continue his continue learning. Even though he was asked to be the Magid, it wasn't a job that really paid you. It's not like today that a shul hires a rav and the shul pays the rav X amount of dollars per year. Back then, the Magid will give you like $100 a month. Right? So you had to find a parnasa. Now, Reb Shneur Zalman was very happy in Liazhna, even though when he was in Vitebsk, he had a whole group of Talmidim that he was like, they considered him their leader. But in Liazhna, he didn't have that. But over here, at least, he could operate, he could do things in the ways of Hasidus without being disturbed, without anyone bothering him. Nobody cared. Having learned the ways of the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, so the Alter Rebbe came to appreciate the pure sincerity, the Edenskite of a simple Yid. And he now understood why, when he was learning in Lubavitch, Rebbe Yosef, he learned in Lubavitch for 2 years, we said, I forgot his name already by now. So Rebbe Yosef was the Magid of the town. Oh, right, his name was Rabbi Sacher Doiv. Rabbi Sacher Doiv married the daughter of Rabbi Yosef of Lubavitch. So the Magid of the town would consider it an honor to say Tehillim with the simple Yidden. They would get up early in the morning. They can't learn. So what do? They come to shul in the morning. And sometimes they went through the whole Tehillim. I want to tell you something. There's a guy in Crown Heights. He has the art store on Kingston Avenue? Anyone's ever been there? There's an art store on Kingston Avenue. It's not such a fancy place. It's run by this Russian guy. He says Tehillim twice a day. He sits there in the shop. He's not a smart guy. Reads Tehillim twice, finishes the whole thing twice every day. Right? So he saw that the Magid in Lubavitch, Rabbi Yosef, he would consider it a privilege to say Tehillim with these simple people. And this showed the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, that where do you find the true essence of Hashem? Like, what is Hashem? You could see it from the simple and pure faith of a Yid, which you're not going to find so much by Talmidei Chachamim. You'll find it by the Amoratzim, who don't know anything. And we'll stop over there for today.